Sanderson, Sister AJ. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. March 5, 1902. Dear Sister Sanderson, I have just read your letter. I need not say that I am very glad that you are making use of your will to break the power of Satan, that you may be his slave no longer. I thank the Lord for this movement in the right direction. I shall pray for you and unite with you in drawing near to Christ Jesus. The world refuses to accept Jesus. We must, then, come out from the world and be separate. We must repent and be converted, that our sins may be blotted out. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. James 4, verse 8. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good, and acceptable, and perfect will of God. Romans 12, verse 1, 2. The Lord and yourself, united, can so subdue your strong, defiant will, that it will be changed from an unsanctified will to a will molded and fashioned after the divine similitude. What does the cross of Christ prove? That God is love. What does that cross prove as regards the world? That its guilt is consummated, its doom sealed, because it has united with the traitor Lucifer in rebellion against God. And unless the poor souls under Satan's black banner are rescued from his power, they are without hope. Shall we not put to the tax all our ability to rescue perishing souls? Shall we not will to have our will identified with Christ's will, to receive his grace, to enter his service, and to stand under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel? The world that rejected Christ, who is the personification of all goodness, truth, and righteousness, choosing to have the rebel flag wave over them, will be asked by the Sovereign of the universe, "What have you done with my son?" And the answer will come back, "We rejected him, we scourged him, we crowned his brow with thorns, we struck him in the face, we spat upon him to show our contempt of him. We hated him. When Pilate asked whom we would choose to have released, we cried out, 'Release unto us Barabbas.'" Luke 23, verse 18. "We preferred a robber to your son. We reviled him and scourged him, and blood came from his bruised temples. He had done nothing to harm us. But we crucified him, choosing in his stead a robber and a murderer." Then, I asked, can we be surprised that the world cannot be trusted? Christ gave his precious life to save a perishing world. He said, "If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen, and hateth both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, They hated me without a cause." John 15, verse 22-25. My sister, be assured that just as soon as you surrender yourself, body, soul, and spirit, to the Lord, he accepts the offering of your sin-polluted soul, cleansing, purifying, and sanctifying it by the impartation of his Holy Spirit. You will be tempted, it is true. But if you have faith to take Christ at his word, he will save you. You must not make self your dependence. Place your whole dependence on the sin-pardoning Savior. He says, "Him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." John 6, verse 37. "Let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me." Isaiah 27, verse 5. I thank the Lord that Christ is knocking at the door of your heart. Respond to his call. Open the door and say, "Come in, thou heavenly guest." I do sincerely hope that our people, who have had such great light, may be led to search the Scriptures for themselves, walking and working with increasing faith. The more you study the Word, the greater will be your interest in God's truth, and the more deeply will you be impressed with the practical importance of this truth. Oh, how sad it is that so few understand the word as it reads. How much is comprehended in the words, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. John 14, verse 16 to 21. Christ's words are full and complete. Just believe them, taking the Lord at his word. He is speaking to you. Cast your helpless soul upon him. He is ready to receive you and to pardon every transgression, every sin. Believe. Believe in his mercy and his readiness to receive you. Looking unto Jesus continually, you will learn how to come to him by faith. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Philippians 2, verse 12, 13. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. In your character building, you must work in union with your heavenly Father, your will conformed to his will. We are to work in union with him who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Titus 2, verse 14. Then why should we doubt him? Do not stop, my sister, with a work half done. Do not stop before receiving a new and sanctified nature, in which will appear the fruits of righteousness. Those who stop short of this are Christians only in name. Make diligent work for eternity. Take hold with your husband, walking and working in all humility, and you shall receive grace for grace. Magnify the name of the Lord for his great goodness, his loving mercy, and his tender compassion. As you reveal his grace in your character, you magnify the Lord God of hosts by a well-ordered life and a godly conversation. Your disposition will be sweetened, irritability will pass away. Cherish constantly the spirit of gentleness and kindness. Cultivate sympathy, not for yourself, but for others, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech, that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Verses 7, 8. Come to Jesus just as you are. With humility of mind and contrition of soul, express your penitence to him. I must now cease writing. I will receive you as my sister, if you will make a vigilant, earnest effort to serve God, and will perseveringly keep up this effort. The Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another, and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, with all his saints. 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 12, 13.